passed a young man on the street dressed in rags. Couldn't have been more than 25. Lying on the sidewalk in a sleeping bag, had a sign that read, "Your kindness keeps me alive." Yeah, I remember I stopped and turned around, couldn't hold my tongue, saying, "Something about that sign bothers me." So I asked him, "Why's a guy like you, healthy, white, and young, living off working folks' charity?" He said, "Judge not your brother, walk a mile in his shoes. You see he's doing the best that he can do, like me and you." My mouth fell open wide, shocked by the truth. The look in his eyes was wise and sad. He said, "Brother, I was born a rich man's son, but I gave it all away. Every last dollar I ever had." He wanted to know how it felt to be humbled by disdain, pity, and indignation. He asked me if I'd read the book, Black Like Me. Said it was his inspiration. "Judge not your brother, walk a mile in his shoes. You see he's doing the best that he can do, like me and you." Just when we think we know what's really going on, life serves us a surprise. A lesson to learn again and again, 'cause we've all been victimized by prejudice and lies. "Judge not your brother, walk a mile in his shoes. You see he's doing the best that he can do." "Judge not your brother, walk a mile in his shoes. You see